Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's jump in. Sean Skinner from Fox 9 locally is here. Sean, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Sean and the team with his documentary unit, put together one about the North Stars leaving. The No Stars. And I watched it on Saturday, Sean, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Excellent work. And so let's start with Norm Green, because everybody wants to start with Norm Green, fair or not. After, let's just go there. Let's go there, because it's, and probably it's unfair because there's a lot more, but Norm Green is still detested by more people in the state than anyone. Okay. After you did all the work, and I want to get to the lengths you went to in trying to get an interview with the next question, but after all the work you and your team did, do you think now Norm Green deserves more or less responsibility for the North Stars leaving in 93?
That's a great question, and it's fair. That's a fair question. By the way, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, sir. Yep. We'll get to ripping DeRussia and Carter later. I'll save the delicious part for later.
We can definitely take an off-ramp there and go after those two guys. Do I think it's fair? Is he still villainized, or should he still be villainized? We tried as hard as we could to make this not be a Norm sucks piece, right? Like we didn't get to Norm until the later chapters of the piece, or middle way through, and kind of explained, you know, how he was a hero when he first came in and purchased the team and kept them here and tried to do new things by, you know, implementing the lottery system and the electric stars and trying to get the fans much more engaged. There is a lot that we did not dip into as far as the depositions and the the court cases and the charges that were brought against them in the lawsuits. We basically dipped our toe in that because we thought it was fair to mention it. You can't just gloss over it and just be like everybody was mad at him or he took it because it was financial. Listen, the financial part of this was a
huge part.
Big deal.
Huge.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot to blame on Norm, but there's also a lot of local blame that is a big reason why they left. And, you know, moving to Target Center or finding a place in St. Paul or renovating the Mets Center or who, you know, we didn't even touch on really the sports commission's real role in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had a role. They were, you know, interacting with Bloomington. They were interacting with Norm. Norm was interacting with Bloomington as a city who could possibly, you know, partner up with him and renovate the Met and give it the things it needed. But there is so much to Norm's big, giant personality at the time and the things that were happening here that he just kind of blamed on, oh, you're Americans. Oh, I'm from Canada. Mm-hmm. I didn't really understand how the office, you know, works. And there are some stories we heard. I mean, it wasn't in the documentary, where he was given ultimatums at home about staying in Minnesota. We didn't touch on that because we didn't verify it. But those are stories we heard from people on the inside.
Well, that's a lot to chew on. Let me jump in on one part of it, and I'll get to other parts. This is right when I came back. So I came back in 90. You know, I'd spent most of my life here, but basically was gone for 6 years. And when he steps in, when Louis orchestrated another deal, I mean, Louis had orchestrated the deal in the late 70s, Cleveland. Now here's another one where the Guns want to leave and go to San Jose. And eventually we get Howie the Hairdo for a little bit, but we get Norm. Listen, right now among the owners, Polad's fair or not, are not liked, right? The Wilfs are liked because it appears they spend a lot of money, and right now they've hired people, individuals like Taylor. There's a divide on Taylor. Craig Leupold seemingly is liked, but Craig stays behind the scenes. There's no owner who in my lifetime has ever went as beloved as Norm was and hated, because we can't forget this part. I was there where fans, game after game after game, when he set up the suite for himself, which was like a suite that a billionaire would have, and took away suites, took away seats and areas for, you know, everyday diehard North Star fans to sit in, where they were bowing to the guy. Think about that, bowing to an owner in any situation. And that's what was taking place with Norm with the zenith of his popularity.
Yeah, he was, and then he would complain about there wasn't enough suites and room for, you know, getting his rich buddies or season ticket holders into, you know, much more fashionable places instead of the common seats. But he was a hero initially.
Yeah.
And I think fans thought, great, this buys us some time to get the things in order that we know that this team needs and we know that this stadium needs. An owner isn't going to come in right away, who's also been part of a Stanley Cup winning team in Calgary, right? Like, he had a pedigree of winning in the NHL. So I think as a fan and as, you know, a person who appreciated the fact that he came in, we thought he was going to spend money. We saw him doing some things, and we just thought, this is part of that process. Nothing can go wrong here. And then they're in the Stanley Cup Finals. They make it all the way to the apex of what hockey is trying to accomplish. And now you think there's no way in hell that he's going to move this team. That's just, you know, he's just saying that, or we're hearing rumors of that, so that he'll get some help with the funding. And then all of a sudden it's carpets, you know, yanked out from underneath everybody. And that ball was rolling and there was no stopping it.
No Stars, when Minnesota lost pro hockey, that's the doc. I watched it this weekend. It's really good. A lot of new information. The man behind it, along with his team, with the Fox 9 documentary team, is Sean Skinner. He's with us. Let's talk about the finance a little bit more, because I was right in the middle of that also, because at the Fan, we had a gentleman named John Thomas who was working for us, okay? John Thomas had worked for the North Stars and left. And so John Thomas was giving myself and Barrero a lot of really good information. Well, another guy I knew well was Pat Forcia. Pat Forcia was still there. And when Dan and I were going with info, Forcia would call us screaming at us, that's wrong, that's incorrect. And Thomas would be telling us, no, the information is correct. But Norm is right about this, and you pointed out really well. When the shiny new toy was Target Center at the time, and yet people like my father who thought the world started and ended in downtown Minneapolis, so come to downtown. Well, they needed more money. If they were going to share the revenue with Marvin Harve, and they really weren't even getting to share the revenue because Marvin Harve were getting more than half, that never really was going to be enough. So I think the whole downtown Minneapolis thing, I thought in that area, Sean, Norm got too much heat because, yeah, people thought, okay, it's a new arena. It was about revenue, and he wasn't going to get more revenue by moving. He wasn't going to get enough new revenue by moving downtown.
Well, another nugget to that possible move to Target Center was – the branding. Well, our sponsorships here at Met Center are Pepsi and Frito-Lay, and your sponsorships at Target Center are Coke and the other, you know, whoever else is a competitor, and they weren't able to mix and match those as well, and I think that was a big problem.
Good point. Yep.
For both entities as well. You're never just creates complication after complication. So you're right. Norm was not going to bring in extra revenue going there. And the stadium secondarily was not made. It had the capability of having ice hockey in there.
It wasn't a good hockey.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Facility.
No.
It just wasn't. I watched. There were the state tournaments there, but I remember watching hockey there and saying, this just isn't a good place. So let's get to this part, because obviously you want to interview Norm, right? He has been so reluctant to talk to anybody from Minnesota, and you've made this point, and it's clear from the doc. You didn't want to just do this, let's just blame Norm, because that's been out there. So he's in Calgary, you made attempts, and he wouldn't respond. And listen, you have a budget. This isn't like ESPN. But was there a part of you where you thought you and Elise, the photographer, should literally go to Calgary, and if you can Google his address and just approach his place, his business, and try to talk to him that way? Was that a consideration?
Absolutely. That was the option that I kept leaning on. My co-executive producer, Joe Augustine, and myself, we basically put this piece together. I mentioned to him a few times, I'm like, why don't we just drive? Our good friend Ian Leonard, who's from Canada, said, you can basically drive and cross legally from Idaho north into Alberta, mm-hmm. and drive to Calgary from there. And I was ready to go. Camera gear was ready. I know that it would, you know, I wanted beauty shots of Calgary. I was thinking,
sure,
we have to make that attempt. It's very Michael Moore-like to do it that way.
I like it.
Ready to do it. I don't know that my bosses were ready to open up, you know, the purse strings for that. But
right.
Again, I was more than willing to take that route. Now, he's a difficult. There's a YouTube page I found from like 11 years ago, which seems like it has home movies on it.
Yep.
I don't know that he actually runs it. It might have been a kid. But when we reached out to Dallas, because we're trying to do this as respectful as possible.
And you don't know his health at this point either, right? You want it to be a sharp, acute Norm Green. If he suffered a little bit, then it's not fair at all.
No, it's absolutely not. And I don't think our plan was to ever, if we got him to okay an interview, I don't think it was ever we were going to go in there like a windmill swinging. I think it was always going to be like, we just want to hear your side. Tell us the business part of this that caused the move, so that our fans that you basically walked away from 30 years ago and have never looked back. I don't know that he's ever stepped back in the state. We tried to get some information on that. The last he was seen was at a Hall of Fame event in Dallas for the Stars in 2018. Mm. And I take that back, 2022. and he was 89. He looked great. His wife Kelly was with him. He looked exactly the same as Norm from back in the day. So we thought there would be a chance. We went through Dallas. Dallas shut us down immediately. And why wouldn't you? They're the team that was moved there, and they won a cup. So he's their hero, right?
I got to jump in because we're going to run out of time. I encourage people to watch it because you absolutely show the loyalty. That's the biggest, how loyal people still are to the Stars. And also, on the sexual harassment part, that part you explore, and that part cannot be forgotten. It's more than just Carrie Dietzick. That cannot be forgotten. But before you go, everybody knows the two biggest egomaniacs in media and town are, in some order, Adam Carter and Jason DeRussia. Which one of you is the biggest egomaniac in town?
Well, you know, we're weighing that now. We're actually kind of considering doing a documentary on both of them.
That would be great. Yes.
To see, you know, whose ego weighs heavier on the listeners of WCCO.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really tough. You know, they both talk about each other themselves quite often.
Yeah.
Jason's great, though. I love Jason. He, you know, he talks about himself in a self-deprecating way. So he thinks he's canceling it out by being self-deprecating.
But he's a maestro of taking 19 positions within 1 hour.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, wearing probably three or four layers of clothing.
Yeah, six on today. I think it's Carter. Aragon, I think we agree. It's Carter right now. Because he then does again, I didn't look good. So then he gets 50 more texts. You look fine. You know, he just wants people to tell him how great he looks.
Jason's got the selfie game down, right?
Yeah.
But Adam's got the hey, look at the event or whatever I'm at posted.
Yeah.
He's got that down.
Carter does the sudden woe is me, but he really wants people to boost him up, and they do. You know, and we fall for it, and then he just looks in the mirror all the time and has
to go. So, listen, I've worked with both of these guys, away from the media, in the media. They're both fantastic. I love both of those guys. So let's make sure our viewers, our listeners. Well, okay.
Dave, you want to?
Fantastic's very strong.
That's a bit much.
Fine. Another F word. Yeah.
Yeah, fine. All right, man. Thank you so much. Congrats. Only the best. Look forward to seeing more docs down the line.
Chad, can I just say thank you again? Also, you can find this on Fox Local or the Fox 9 YouTube channel. No Stars is playing now.
Exactly. I found it on YouTube. It was simple. No Stars. It's worth it. Thank you, Sean Skinner. Let me say this, and I'm on a text. Again, it's worth it. Hockey fans better off because the North Stars left? Because the answer is yes. Do you agree with me that it was better for hockey fans in this state that the North Stars left? Agree or disagree? We're not going to have a lot of time because we've got to get to Senator Scott Dibble on more absurdity with Metro Transit in about 10, 12 minutes. But are you with me? It was better that the North Stars left. Text me. 651-461-9226.